The entry of Bernie Sanders into the presidential race highlights a Democratic policy debate, one that Sanders himself framed 4 years ago. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports.
Democratic primary voters are hearing echoes from 2015.
In my view, we must move forward toward a Medicare for All single-payer program.
Not just because Bernie Sanders is back, but because one of his signature policies never left. Since he first ran for president, Medicare for All has become a mainstream Democratic proposal. Now, presidential candidates are trying to figure out how to position themselves around it. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker has stressed that he thinks private insurers should still have a role.
Even countries that have vast access to publicly offered health care still have private health care.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says Medicare for All is a possibility in the long term. But for now, she wants to let people buy in to Medicaid.
So what we need is to expand coverage so that people can have a choice for a public option. And that's a start, all right?
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, who's still debating a run, also wants a sort of public option, but only for people above age 50.
I think Medicare for All will take a while, and it's difficult.
Long story short, in a huge Democratic presidential field, healthcare is the first issue where candidates are really differentiating themselves. But they also face a problem. Getting into the details can turn voters off.
Health reform is always more popular as a bumper sticker than as a piece of legislation.
Larry Levitt is Senior Vice President for Health Reform at the Kaiser Family Foundation. This bumper sticker idea applies to any big healthcare overhaul, he says, whether it's Obamacare or repealing Obamacare or now Medicare for All.
There's a huge political benefit for candidates to be in favor of the idea of Medicare for All in a primary. But the more the details get filled in, the less popular that idea will be.
For example, polling shows that nearly 7 in 10 Americans like Medicare for All if they hear it will eliminate premiums and out-of-pocket costs. But that support drops to around 4 in 10 if people hear it will mean higher taxes. Both of those things could be true of a hypothetical Medicare for All system. But trying to sell the good with the bad on the campaign trail, especially this early, is tough. Which is why staying broad might be a smart move, says Nadeem Elshami, former chief of staff to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It's okay for a candidate to say, look, this is generally what I believe in, but I'm willing to hear first and then get into specifics later after I have a deeper discussion of this issue.
But even this early, President Trump has used the debate over Medicare for All to paint Democrats as extreme. Republican strategist Michael Steele advised Jeb Bush's presidential campaign.
It's a surprising development that 10 years after the passage of the Affordable Care Act and after a massive political backlash against it and a huge effort to defend it, Democrats are immediately swerving so hard to even greater government role for healthcare.
For now, the debate is around healthcare. But a similar sort of calculation will likely underpin many more Democratic policy debates ahead of 2020. Weighing sweeping, progressive ideas that the president could try to label as socialist against incremental policies that might not excite liberal voters, and deciding which choice is most likely to get a Democrat into office. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, Washington.